the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
I just went for a hike for like an hour and a half.
Is that why you're in shorts?
Yeah, and I got this little, see this little fitness tracker right here?
Yeah, how about that, huh?
This is a Misfit Flash, and my wife has a Misfit Shine. And they're cool little trackers.
What's the difference?
They're cheap. the difference between the trackers?
Yeah. Because yours is called the Rebel?
Mine's called the Flash. Hers is called the Shine. Mine's super cheap. That's the difference. It's
Can I look at it? Is it something I can actually look at? Or
Yeah. Like,
okay.
But, I mean, this is... I'll pull it out of the little clip here so you can see. By the way, welcome to the Parker Livecast, episode 22.
How about that?
Is it 22, the episode?
That sounds like the right number.
I think that sounds right. But see, I messed it up a little bit. I was out. I had it attached to my shoe. You can attach it just anywhere you want.
Yeah.
So this
Why in your shoe, though? Isn't that a little rocky?
No, dude, that's what you want.
That's what you want. You want it on your shoe. This is it right here.
That's
honestly,
it.
I just pressed it.
You didn't press and hold, did you?
No. Well, there's lights now.
Okay. So that's
So tell me something. These lights I just pushed, and now immediately looking at it, I want to say it's alien technology.
Yes.
But, so what am I looking at here?
It's from the X-Files. Did you see they're bringing it back?
They're bringing it back.
Dude, I can't wait.
Holy crap.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know anything about it. I just read about it.
It's going to be like six new episodes. Chris Carter's coming back. Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny's coming back.
Wow.
Everybody, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you watch it when you were a kid?
No. No, I watched some of them. Dude, look, I didn't want to creep myself out, dude.
Is that what it was?
And I never really had a lot of friends that were really into that stuff. I was outside a lot, man. Hmm. I was outside or playing video games, depending, you know, what stage of life you're talking about. But
right.
I do recognize the X-Files as their place in pop culture history.
Yes.
Huge following. And every episode I ever saw, I remember in great detail. I remember there was a thing that would eat people and then puke it
but see,
back
that's,
into a form.
Yeah.
And they would take on him all the infirmities, like the disease and... You remember that one?
Now that I hear how well you're recalling all of it, I agree with you. It was better that you didn't watch it. You know what I mean? Especially when you were like, 12.
Yeah, I remember vivid details of stuff I get into.
14 years old. Yeah. Anyway, so.
So I like that. That's a cool little fitness tracker.
It's a cool little tracker. It's cheap. That's why I bought it. You know, you could spend like $150 and get one that goes around your wrist, and it has to be on the wrist.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I want anything on my wrist. Like, it's the same with the Apple Watch. I don't know if I want that. So, and it seemed very restrictive to me. This one, I can clip it on in my pocket here. I'm wearing jeans. I can clip it on the little thing. I can clip it on my shoe when I go for a hike, and it'll
track everything.
Which
is what you did
today. Which is what I did today, or go cycling or whatever. So, it's all part of my new plan.
So, how much? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Besides how much, I'm guessing when you say cheap, you're talking under $50.
Dude, it was like $40 on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah,
$40 on Amazon.
Misfit cool. Flash.
Misfit Flash.
You need one.
Okay, and I would like one.
Please
this
get
is
one.
Like I was telling you yesterday, whenever you and Melissa decide to do something like technology wise, you just let me know what it is.
And you're in.
I trust your guys'
judgment
on it.
I do. Yeah. Well, you know that I
which
research...
is dangerous because if you were to form some sort of cult, I would probably drink. No, I wouldn't drink the Kool-Aid for you.
No,
but no, I would like to see this, and it's on Amazon for $40. Now, what does it track exactly?
It's not like the most detailed. You're not going to get like the same level of tracking and detail as you do like with a Jawbone up. For example,
which is
24 or up 24 or whatever that thing is,
which is the top of the line,
which is, I suppose, one of the better ones, probably. Yeah. But for being in this price range, it is very well, whatever. Oh, and for you river lovers, this is one of the key things, because you know it gets hot here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Part of my whole thing was at a certain point, it's going to be too hot for me to cycle. It's going to be too hot for me to hike and run and things like that. And you know, plus I'm a little bit of a pussy about that in the heat. So I thought, I'm going to probably get in the water and start to do pool and river and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want it to be useful. I don't want half the year I have to like put it in a drawer and it's useless.
Yeah.
What's the point in that? This thing is waterproof to 50 meters. Boom.
You could go down 150 feet in the river.
That's right.
Which I don't think there's a point.
Which I don't think you.
There might be. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there is.
There's no exercise you can do down there.
So it'll also track. So what is it tracking exactly?
It's tracking my steps.
Okay.
And then if you pre-select on the app, like, okay, I want when I push and hold? That's why I asked you, did you push and hold? If you push and hold, it goes into a special tracking mode to whatever activity that you select, that you pre-select on the app. So right now it's selected as, I think, swimming, right? Or cycling. So if I push it and hold it, now all of a sudden it's tracking my cycling. I push and hold at the start of a cycling. I push and hold again at the end. And
there you go. It tracked.
There you go.
That.
It
now,
just tracked.
Now you have to, in order to get the results, you're going to be going to your app.
You go into the app.
You go into your app.
There's little charts.
Because there is no readout on this device.
No readout.
There's no screen at all.
No, just little LEDs. Yeah.
Which is fine because you have your phone with you.
You got your phone.
Yeah.
So look, that's I do like it.
I still want to get the Apple Watch, dude.
I think that that's really, really the way to go.
I would use the Apple Watch. I would. I am certain of that now.
You're a guy that would.
Yeah, because
I'm doing when I go
riding now, I put my whole phone on my wrist like this.
Yeah.
Okay? I hold my phone on my wrist. I have a Velcro strap that I bought to Velcro it to my wrist. And I have my headphones hooked into it.
Yeah.
And I have my bike app and everything on there. And boom, boom, boom. And I can look at messages if I get a text, which I love. Dude, I don't want that. As awesome as it is that I can do this, I would rather have something just boom on my wrist like a watch.
It's there all the time.
Connected to a headset via Bluetooth, right?
That's the way to go.
Bluetooth headset.
The only reason I don't do that is because, look, I don't like you. Like, I'm married. I don't wear a wedding ring. I don't wear any jewelry. Like, I just don't like stuff hanging off me, and including, you know, bracelets and
things. You've worn those bracelets before.
And watches. Yeah, little cloth.
And I think you should wear them more often. Little, I think they look good.
Little material things, but not like metal or, you know, I don't know about a watch. I've never worn a watch. But anyway, I think you should do it, and then based on whether you do it and you enjoy it, when does that come out? Like next month? I'll look at it and we'll maybe see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your week been? Mine's been very busy.
My week's been pretty good, of course. Last Saturday we had the Spring Music Fest and Off-Road Expo up
there
at
the Pops
County Park. It went really well. It went really, really well. On my show last Friday, had Catfish Junction come in, and we actually did a live jam. We did a couple of songs. We did a live jam.
Boom.
It was pretty awesome.
Cool. And Catfish Junction was on your radio show Friday night. I listened to it on the KLPZ web app.
Yes.
And I was listening to that as I was walking around. I can't remember what I was doing now, but I remember listening to the show. It was really good. And we were going to maybe play some of that here now, right? We're going to play a little cut. And I like those guys. First of all, I like Dave Judy. I was at the Desert Bar a few months ago and had my first really proper like hangout time with Dave Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along, Josh.
Yeah, Dave Judy is a great guy.
Yeah.
Super nice. I met him back when I was DJing up at Julio's, an old restaurant upriver. And super great guy. He really likes 80s music.
Let's not overdo it. I mean, he's a schlub too. You know
what
I mean?
Well, I'm sure he has schlub moments.
Yes, because I have to tell him that because his head is going to get big.
He has schlub moments like everyone, I'm sure.
We can't sit on a podcast talking about how great he is without him becoming a different person.
This is true.
We got to bring him back down.
Dave, dude, you're horrible. I really do regret the day I met you.
Yes. And look,
since meeting him, I've gotten a divorce.
We're trying.
I've been broken up with a number of times by women.
Right. It's all his fault, I think.
I've gone to the hospital twice. Not once, but twice. Appendicitis and pancreatitis.
Damn that, Dave Judy.
Dave, go to hell. Seriously, dude.
So. All right, dude. It's all right, man. Josh is gone. I guess I'm by myself. Hey, let's listen to Dave Judy's band. This is Catfish Junction.
Josh, it's all right, dude. Come back.
Very excited about who is in studio with us right now. As we turn all three mics on, Catfish Junction. How's it going, guys?
Woo-hoo! Hey, Parker, what's up?
What's up, Parker?
Dave Judy on the end there. He'll be doing some percussion for us here in a bit. How you doing, Dave?
I'm feeling great, man. Glad to be here.
Life in Anaheim, California. What's that like,
man,
right now?
Man, it was a tough road coming out here, my friend.
Yeah.
We had accidents, traffic. It was nutty, but here we are. We're here, Parker.
Are. This is great.
Feeling good.
Worth the trip.
How you been, Lawrence?
I'm good, man. I'm really good.
You guys, I think it was like, 3 or 4 months ago when you guys were in here last,
no.
I think. Was it?
It was longer.
Was it longer than that?
Yeah,
jeez,
it was longer than that.
Time
Time flies. Jeez.
But they let us back in after a while. It's kind of like a probationary period.
This is good, bro. Yeah, you guys all good. You guys cleared the first background check. That's a probationary period.
Cool.
And Ken, how are you doing?
Ken,
doing excellent.
Awesome. Let me see if this is on the bottom there. You might have to.
Yeah. Is it on? Watch the chicken, dude.
Watch the chicken. They got a chicken.
Watch the chicken.
Perfect. All right. So what do you got to start off with?
This is a song called "Got to Get to My Baby." One, two, ready, go.
About her every night.
When I think of that girl in the daytime, dream about her every night.
Oh, he dreams about her every night.
She's that cool drink of water that just does my soul right.
I love that. Woo!
Yeah.
That was great. What was the name of that song?
Got to get to my baby.
Like,
I love that. Well, that song definitely, that should definitely be featured.
I love that thing. We'll be playing that for sure.
You could definitely put a little harmonica to that song.
Well,
yeah.
Where were you, dude?
I was trying to put this underneath your bongos because
they're too loud.
Well, no, it's just because all the mics are connected to that.
Swing.
Oh, so it's like you're getting
swing.
Let me double it up.
You're getting repercussions.
Swing.
Let's double it up. There we go. Oh. My son Pierce, 11 years old. We went to Yuma a couple weeks ago. A Macklemore song came on. I was listening to Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the whole song, and he like rapped the whole song at 11. And I was like, "What?"
Right.
And then in the car, Welcome to the Jungle came on. And he knew that too.
Yeah, awesome.
And I was like, "Well, that's well rounded, Dad. You did a good job. Pat yourself on the back." Yeah. You know, I was like, "That's good when your kids can be that." And I think I was the same way. At least, you know, I appreciated oldies and new stuff. But I think you're doing your children a disservice if you don't expose them to music in general and good music. I mean, and of course, I know that's all relative, right? Good music is a relative statement. But still, the classics, the ones that look at the artist you like and see who inspired them and listen to that.
Yep.
And I bet you're going
to
like it.
It's the way to do it.
You're going to like it. Cool. So do you guys want to send us out on one?
Yeah. You want to play a little bit?
Yeah. Let's do a blues.
Let's do something that Josh
a little blues,
do.
A little blues Come rock, on. A little. Okay.
Good time to go.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Well, my buddy dropped some news on me on my cell phone. Said when you're not around, your girl is never alone. I'm staying out your business, but I think you should know. Man, that dirty dealing girl of yours has got to go. I said, man, you know you're crazy, my loving girl, it's true. He said, take it easy, man, and don't say I didn't warn you. Well, I jumped into a cab, my head like a tilt-a-whirl. He said, you're looking for a good time, you know I've got the girl. Heavenly body and a real nice face. And then that cabbie dropped me off right in front of my own place. I cried, Lord have mercy, how could it be? Good timing girl was double timing on me. On Saturday night, she's the party queen, rockin'est girl that you ever seen. But on Monday morning after I go to work, she's fooling around with some other jerk. It must have been happening, I couldn't see. Good timing girl was double timing on me, that's right. Come on, Josh, do it. Experience I often do prefer. Unless every guy in town's had a piece of her.
Uh-oh.
Man, a girl like that could really go to your head, yeah. If you have to take a number just to take her to bed. Mm-mm-mm. Man, just open dictionary, tell me what do you see? Next to the word sucker, there's a picture of me. Cause on Friday night, she's the party queen, rocking this girl that you ever seen. She'll do the same thing to you come Monday morning. Better watch out, boy, I'm giving you a warning. It's just in her nature, I know what she'll do. Good timing girl, we'll double time it on you, that's right. That's right.
Great, guys.
You're hired.
Love that.
You're hired.
Yeah.
That was great.
Dude, that was really good.
Dude, you know what? The sound of the music healed the relationship. Well, and it's healed me and Dave. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're such a nice guy. You have to say that. You have to recover. You can't just leave it the way it was. It's not in you.
Dang it, dude.
It's not in you to leave it the way it was. Man. Yeah. Now, Dave, so what I love is the acoustic nature of what you were doing on that on that clip, because I just think acoustic is where it's at. The more is it because I'm 35 now, or is that just where it's at in general? Because I think if I were, like, I remember back when I was 20, 21 years old, and I don't think I was super into, like, let's chill back now with Coffee House Acoustic Hour. Like, I'm not sure I was into
I'm
that.
With you. I know. I like live performance of acoustic, but I'm not in it nearly. I wasn't into it nearly as much as I am now.
Yeah, give me electric guitar.
Yeah.
Give me some crazy techno, you know, crazy shit. Like, just like, I mean, or drop some. Even today, like, I was driving along this morning, and I'm in the mood for some music. And I just, I don't know if you ever get this. It's almost like food if you have a craving for something in particular. Or just you feel like something. And I felt like just dropping some dirty dubstep, you know?
Yeah.
Like like just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, like so I put on some Skrillex.
Oh, that's a good choice if you want that. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is good, man. It's like, I don't know if it's getting out some, I don't know what it is in me that needs to listen to dubstep. And then, like, sometimes I'll have moments where I'm driving through, I'm on the freeway or something, and all of a sudden I just have a hankering for some really filthy hip-hop. I mean, the most ghetto...
I've listened to that hip-hop in your car before, and it's usually on the way back from Havasu.
Why is that?
I don't know what that is, but every time we're coming back, it's like this real, like, big pun. Like, it's
yeah,
like old dirty bastard. I mean, it's like throwing on the Wu-Tang and the Prius.
I don't know.
Talk about a contrast. Wu-Tang Clan and a Prius.
I listen to, like, Rick Ross, you know. The more swearing there is, the better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it sometimes. And then, you know, other times I'm, like, just totally down for some Catfish Junction.
There you go.
You know.
An Orange County favorite.
So it went well on Saturday?
It really did. Yeah, it did. They opened, of course. They were the first band to play. Well attended. There was beer tasting, appetizer sampling. There was a Jeep stack. There was off-road vehicles. It was awesome.
It was cool.
A lot of side-by-sides. And, of course, they had me go up there and play with them on stage.
That's nice.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun.
Do you still have your harmonica here?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Never mind.
It's at the house.
Hey, so let me
ask
you this.
I'm recording something right now.
This week is the Blues Festival.
This Saturday is the
Blues Festival. So, I mean, do you know much about the Blues Festival and what's going on with that?
Yeah, I've actually hosted it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. MC'd?
Yeah, MC'd it.
Josh is basically the MC of Parker. If there's an event in Parker, probably the MC is Josh.
Most likely, for a community event at least. But they moved this to the casino this year. The year before that, it was at La Paz County Park. But it's been moved to the casino, which is an excellent venue for it because it's right there on the water as well. And it's at the amphitheater. And that's going to be starting 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock on Saturday. John's going through some papers here.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Were you talking?
I'm sorry. No. I was rehearsing. This isn't being recorded, is it? So, that takes place 2 o'clock on Saturday. You're going to have all kinds of bands. You're going to have, I believe there's 3 different bands that are going to be playing the entire day.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Outback Blues Band is one of those.
Yeah.
Also, the Chase Walker Band is another one. And the TCB Band is going to be there.
My wife posted this thing this morning on Facebook about Cadbury cream eggs. And it was about, like, sort of the fact that it's an egg and people eat eggs for breakfast, like regular eggs. And, like, what if you ate a Cadbury? And genuinely, that was my breakfast. I did have a Cadbury
egg. Today you had a Cadbury egg.
For breakfast, I did do it.
I was like, how do you like your egg? Scrambled? No, Cadbury.
Cadbury.
I think that's what it was, bro.
It was. Yeah. It wasn't cooked at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cadbury. Okay, no, I'm looking forward to the whole thing.
Yeah, the Blues Festival is going to be great this weekend at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. Show starts 2 p.m. Saturday at the amphitheater. It's going to be a beautiful day. Temperatures in the low 90s. We're hoping low 90s.
Yeah, that's
with
beautiful.
Maybe some partly sunny skies, because that partly sunny is important, because that sun goes behind the cloud, it actually feels a little better.
Feels good. And the trees there are nice shade.
Yes,
now, this weekend also, Josh, I see there is a machine gun shoot.
Well, that was last weekend, wasn't it?
Never mind.
And by the way, congratulations to the winner of that, Mike Goldsberry, if I understand correctly.
Is that right?
Yeah, Mike Goldsberry, shop teacher at Parker High School, and he is a hell of a marksman.
This is what I was talking about. Oh, I know Mike.
Yeah. David and Brian's. I'm actually DJing Brian's wedding. Brian's getting married. Brian Goldsberry is getting married to a very, very lovely girl named Angela. Mm-hmm. They came to my office and we spoke yesterday actually about it. And dude, they're such a good, you know what, man? There's some couples that make you want to believe in this whole marriage thing again, you know? Because the road that I have traveled when it comes to love has been a rocky one. And so, so when I encounter people that you're just like, look at this, man, this is going to work. Man, these two are going to do it. I mean, this is like, you hear their story and how they met and you're just like, oh, this is great. And you hope it doesn't end with tears, sorrow, and a gun to your mouth.
You used to think of me and Melissa that way, and then you got to know us.
Yeah, I got to know you guys, and I know it's just a facade.
Next Saturday, the Health and Wellness Expo is on,
mm-hmm.
and this is a big. I'm going to be away. I'm going to be in San Francisco while this.
I'll be gone too, man.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego.
Yeah, so San Diego, yeah. San Francisco, uh-huh. Health and Wellness Expo. It's Saturday, 9 till 1 at Western Park.
Awesome.
And they're doing... Here's why I wanted to be there for that, and I'm a little disappointed. And I told Melissa, I said, because she's got to be there. I said, could you, like, bring a vial of my blood to this health and thing? Because they're going to be doing some screenings and stuff. Screenings.
Blood screenings, which I think everybody needs.
Well, and it's free, I think. So what I wanted to do was... Yeah, you know, test my blood. Let's see what I got.
Now, what do they run the gambit of check? Do they check for everything, or is it...
They run the gambler of everything.
The gambler? They run the gambler?
Yeah.
You gotta know when to hold them.
No, but I think they test, like, for cholesterol.
Okay. HDL and LDL.
And I think they test for, you know, a diabetes.
The number one cause of diabetes is sugar consumption.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Who is that guy?
Wilford Brimley.
My name is Wilford Brimley. I have diabetes.
I have the diabetes.
I have the beatus.
Beatus. Dude.
Beatus. Diabetes.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley. You need to avoid diabetes.
Yeah. Well, he did all those Liberty Medical with the testing supplies. They send testing supplies to you, and somehow they make money.
Over Brimley. If you need medical supplies, use Liberty Mutual.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
You know, I have diabetes. You know, I have diabetes. You know, I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
Call Liberty. Call Liberty.
Diabetes.
These are my testing supplies.
Diabetes.
When I say diabetes.
How does this whole thing get started? Is it because of the way he says diabetes?
Diabetes.
And like in reality, most people would say diabetes.
Yeah,
like that's the name of diabetes. Yeah,
diabetes.
This thing has like 1.8 million views on YouTube.
I'm sure there's a version of that goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours. Because there's a Pharrell Happy that lasts 10 hours on YouTube. You can put it in for 10 hours, and it's I'm so happy.
Yeah. Well, I think what's going on there is that was done by Al-Qaeda. It's a torture mechanism.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So anyway, they're going to be doing all these screenings. I'm sure they'll
screen.
Yeah,
the Paws Health and Wellness Expo.
But I'm just saying, like, I wish I was there, because I am very curious about my cholesterol.
Oh, yeah?
I'm 35. I got to be, serious now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
You should just have them check it when you go to the hospital unexpectedly. That's what I do.
That's a good plan.
No, I really do wish I was there also.
So this is going to be going on. Yeah. Scavenger hunt, family fun prizes, raffles, games, cooking demonstrations, which is important for health as well.
Yes, it is.
So Haley Ferris is here. Miss La Paz County, 2015 to 2016. Wow.
Hi.
So last time I talked to you, you were vying.
Contestant.
You were a contestant. Yes. And you bested your competitors, and you rose victorious.
Through the ashes.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, good to see you. And also, Victoria, how are you?
Good.
And you are?
Miss La Paz County's outstanding teen.
For 2015, 2016. So
yes.
This is crazy. You guys are sisters.
Mm-hmm. And Pageant Sisters.
And Pageant Ooh. Sisters. Wow, this is crazy. How is it for you guys being here together and doing all this together?
It's really convenient, actually.
I really like it because a lot of our events, I mean, we're always going to have our Miss and our Teen together because, I mean, we're related. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really excited when she won and then I won. And I don't know. I just think it's cool. The Ferris girls are the La Paz County girls as well.
I don't have to adjust to anyone. I just got my sister. So that's really, it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's very cool. And what's the age difference between you guys?
18 months, yeah.
18 months. So you're, how old are you, Haley?
I just turned 18.
And you're 16?
Yeah. Ooh,
so how was it for you guys out at the fair? It was, I mean, obviously it went well, but what was the most nerve-wracking part?
Probably interview. I usually get real, well, I guess that doesn't count on stage, does it?
Interview
opening
counts.
Opening number. That's what I was the most nervous about, only because the routine, it was a little complex, and I've been busy a lot, so a lot of the meetings where everyone learned it, mm-hmm. I was kind of at a disadvantage because I didn't make it to all those, so I didn't have as much practice, but I didn't trip, I didn't fall, I did it in heels, and I think I did pretty good.
You did
pretty
good.
After that, it was just smooth and easy.
And I remember we were talking about interview questions before, too, and how did that go? What was your question?
On stage, one of the fishbowl questions that I got was, what is one of your qualities that you need to work on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I said my time management only... I mean, it's not bad. I'm not bad. Like, I can get here on time. It's just right on time. The timing's a little bad.
And Victoria, how is she really? Please tell me.
She's not too bad. I mean...
Yeah, give me some credit.
I'm impressed.
You're impressed?
You know, I'm impressed. She's
come a long way.
Yeah, she's definitely improved from how she used to be.
But that's good that you know that about yourself, that you know exactly what you're...
Need to work on.
Yeah, best and worst qualities are.
I really like swimsuit only because that's your chance to prance around on stage. And I don't know, I had a lot of fun.
The swimsuit
made me pumped. It went smooth.
Well, I remember when you were here a couple of weeks ago, you were saying that was one area where you were a little
nervous
going
yes.
into it. And so it's got to feel good when you know it went well.
It was good. It was good.
And Victoria, how did it go for you? We didn't have you in here before, so we didn't talk to the outstanding team. How many competitors were there for that?
There were only three, including myself.
Okay. Yeah. And so when you went out there, was it all new to you, or had you kind of been familiar with some of the stuff?
Oh, I'm definitely familiar with it. You know, I've done a few pageants before.
Right.
But it was still really nerve-wracking. You know, this is my last year being able to qualify for the teen division. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to go out with a bang, yeah.
Right.
And a crown.
Yeah, and a crown, yeah.
Well, you guys look great in your crowns.
Thank you.
Like them? It's pretty...
Love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my first Miss Crown, and it's a lot bigger and a lot harder to put on. Like, can you see it wobbling?
I can a little.
But it's super sparkly.
My crown's very
amazing.
Crooked right now, and I'm not really...
But what, I mean... Yeah, selfie will tell you. Yeah. But what, I mean, how do those things stay on there? I don't even know.
Bobby pins.
A bunch of bobby pins. There's like one strap across and you kind of have to figure out how to
put it in.
Yeah, so.
Some girls use pipe cleaners, you know, on the side.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, make it a little more convenient for them. I don't really understand how that works, though.
I'm sure you'll get used to it as time goes on throughout this year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the eyes of La Paz County are on you guys, you know?
You have to
be good now. And stuff.
What?
Yeah.
You have to wear your crown on your sleeve.
Yes, right. You've got to, you know, behave yourselves and all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
Always.
And how is the teen pageant? Is it different? Is it a lot different than the Miss La Paz pageant?
I don't think it's a lot different. We do have a different portion. I do the fitness portion. They do
swimsuit.
Yeah.
So what's the difference, practically speaking? What are you wearing?
We wear like gym clothes.
Uh-huh.
And we go out there and we do a little routine showing our
fitness stuff, health stuff.
Yeah, but Miss is a little more complex. They ask, they're a little more complicated. You have to know a lot more about current events.
Yeah, and the scoring's different too, I think. And the teens' is onstage question is combined with their evening gown as opposed to Miss's where it's separated.
I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, and are you girls kind of, are you very similar as sisters, do you think, or not at all?
No.
Look at us. We're twins.
Other than appearance-wise, I think that our
appearance-wise, you guys do look pretty close, and I think the photos that were taken ahead of the pageants this time, you can see that. You can see that, you guys are sisters for sure. But in person, a little less, actually, than in the pictures.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know. We just get told that we look alike a lot. I never really, I mean, I see some, like some of our features are a little bit similar. However, I never really saw what they meant. I mean, we're two completely different people.
We but different personalities is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. A lot of different things to offer.
What are some of the differences between you guys?
I feel like my personality may be a little more, I'm really over the top. Like, I'm a little over the top. She's a little more contained. You know, she...
Poised.
Yeah.
I'm not as crazy, I guess.
I think it's awesome that you guys... This is a special year for you guys, because you're probably not going to do this again, this exact same way.
It's not going to work, especially with her last year as a teen.
Yeah, my crown is really
What's going on with her crown up there?
You know, some of the bobby pins are going one way, some are going the other way.
Sliding just, downhill.
Yeah.
The bobby pin to hair ratio on my head right now is really off.
It's like 1 to 20.
I don't think I'll ever have any as much as bobby pins in my hair ever in my life ever again.
No, probably not. This year it'll be a lot of a bobby pin filled year.
Yeah.
And so you got a whole year ahead of you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be sad. Probably the next time I talk to you, because I never see you guys. But the next time I talk, although I might actually this year now, but you'll be giving it up the next time. You know, it'll be like in a year, and you'll be handing it off to someone else.
Too soon to talk about that. I just got it. Don't talk about taking it away from me now.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, like, I mean, you got a whole year ahead of you, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you guys. Thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else that you would want to say or talk about before we leave?
I don't know. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
You are welcome. And awesome. And this year was all the preparation. It must feel pretty relieving to
definitely
be on the other
all
side.
All the hard work paid off.
Yes. Yes.
Good. I'm really excited about this year. I'm really happy.
And I loved that you liked all the other girls. That was quite good.
Yes.
So you're still friends with them. They don't hate you because you won, right?
No. I actually saw Bree, the one that doesn't live here.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Sloan. I saw her yesterday at Wickenburg at a track meet. And that was really awesome because, I don't know, it's a small world. It's
really all of
weird.
A sudden you're running into her.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. She came out to support her team and I was like, Bree! That was awesome.
Very, very cool. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
No
for
problem.
We'll talk
thank
to you,
you
later. The 25th anniversary Bill Krismer Memorial Best Ball Scramble. It's at Emerald Canyon this Saturday. I was just at the golf course the other day and they allowed us to photograph there. We were doing a photo shoot there and it's beautiful, you know, Emerald Canyon Golf Course, really beautiful. And we're all on one of the greens. And these guys nearly hit us. Like, you're supposed to shout four.
You are supposed to yell four.
Four!
Four! If they see you.
And if two guys shout four, that's eight.
They have to both yell, eight!
Yeah.
And then three is 12 and so on.
And so on. But, we almost got hit by their golf
balls. Like, when you say almost, how close do their balls get to hitting you?
You know, their balls were, first of all... We're such children.
I know. How close did the balls come to hitting you, John?
Their balls were a little lighter than I expected. And when they came by, they made a sound. This golfer, his balls made a sound like that.
Wow.
It was like
how close did their balls come to your face? That's what I'm, because that's one of the worst places to get hit with balls.
Yeah.
From what I understand. I've never been hit in the face with balls before.
Right, no.
But rumor has it, let's say.
Like, let's just put it this way. Their balls were all up in my face.
Oh, my.
And I didn't mean it to happen.
Yell four. Look, guys, if ever you find your balls flying into someone's face, yell four.
So that's on this weekend. What else? Is there anything else we need to talk about? You're going on a date tonight.
You can call it that, yes.
Okay, I mean,
yes.
You're going to meet
yes,
people.
Yes, I am going to meet a certain female at Tavern 95, which is up in Lake Havasu.
Mm.
And I'm very excited. We've been trying to get this to happen for some time now.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm trying to think if there's any advice I could give you before you go.
Just don't be yourself. That would pretty much...
Like,
cause that's
just
gonna
try
blow
to obscure your personality as much as possible. And definitely don't tell that story about the golfer and the balls. And don't tell that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not becoming.
Okay. Well, I hope she wouldn't take it the wrong way and think we were talking about testicles.
Oh, no. I mean, who would think that?
No, I hope no one would think that.
I hope no one would.
Get your mind out of the gutters if you did.
So anyway, thank you for listening to the Parker Livecast. You've got to go to this, and I'm gonna go home and drown my sorrows.
John, love
that
you.
That was very kind. Love you too, dude. Good luck on this date.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, and you too. We'll see you all next week on the Parker Livecast.